Yeah, Chase Bahilko. Yes, your first, well, there's an MJT I think you played in that, but Saskatoon High School boys champion. You know, a little smaller field, but a win is a win, right? It must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was a solid tournament. It wasn't like the strongest field I've been in, but it was still a great competition coming down to the last few holes with Alex and Max, and there's even some other guys up in there.
Yeah, for sure. Some familiar names and maybe some up-and-comers, which is great to see. I guess just what went right for you to be able to add another win to your resume there?
I was putting. Putter was pretty good throughout the whole day. Had some tough breaks on the front nine, but just staying focused and having the right mindset throughout the whole round was kind of the key.
I'm going to assume this was your last high school event being, I think you're in grade 12, but so, you know, going out with a win too has got to feel nice.
Yeah, with COVID going on, I only had 2 opportunities to play in cities, so this is my last one, so it was good to kind of get the title.
I guess are you happy with where the game is at right now? I'm not sure how you finished in Nipawin, but that was a big event, probably a great experience, hey?
Yeah, game was feeling really good in Nipawin, just couldn't get the putter going on the first day, which led to a 5-over on the first day, but got everything going good on the second day. And then for events coming up, I'm going to Edmonton for MJT Invitational. That'll be a sweet event because the winner qualifies for the Canadian Tour event that week.
Sweet, yeah. No, so obviously feeling good and then leading up to Regina to try and close the junior career with a provincial championship, eh?
Yeah, that's the goal.